Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Hey, before I go any further, I just wanted to make a few mentions here. One of them is a website called The Merry Beggars. That's all one word. The Merry Beggars. Beggars is spelled B-E-G-G-A-R-S, just so you know, themerrybeggars.com. And this is a group that I've listened to before. I actually wrote an article about them some time ago. But these are audio artists who do dramas on audio. And so they do these audio dramas as podcasts, and they've got some great names that they're doing podcasts, these dramas of the lives of saints. Right now, as I do this, they are working on one of my favorite saints is Juan Diego, and I'll talk about him in a minute. But anyway, they're doing these dramas. I want to see if I can get a hold of Pete Atkinson, who's the founder of the group, and see if we might be able to interview him again. I interviewed him on writing, and I did him for Medium, but I think it's time to do a radio version. Now, one of the things that brings me, that fascinates me about this, and I talked about this a few weeks ago, is, and I'm especially speaking to the evangelicals who may be listening right now, how many of you here remember Aunt Bertha? And she used to have these radio dramas, and I was a young lad, and I loved radio then, and I turned on the radio, and it came over the local Christian station, and it was this children's program with Bible stories that were dramatized. It was wonderful. She did a wonderful job, and she came from, I remember the, oh gosh, I forget the address, because she used to say it all the time. And, oh, geez, I can't remember the address right now, but, oh, gosh. And she used to give it to her, and it was part of another regular ministry, but this was, and I loved it. And it was all these dramas, and they were wonderful, because radio dramas are wonderful. One of the things I like to say, for example, on radio is one of the greatest things on radio is I only weigh 150 pounds. That's wonderful. If you see me on TV, nope, can't say that. I say I only weigh 150 pounds on radio. Actually, I'd be extremely thin if that was whatever. But that's one of the things on radio. I there is so much to be done there. And so I wanted to bring that in. So check that out, themerrybeggars.com. But I want to get back to what we're talking about here, and that kind of brings me into this. Different ways of spreading the message. And what is the message? The message is not avoid sin. It is grow in holiness. Well, avoiding sin is one of the steps to growing in holiness, but it is not the only step. And I get frustrated when I see people online, that's what they're talking about. Well, I'm doing my best not to sin. I'm doing my best not to sin. Well, first of all, the Bible teaches the just person sins seven times daily. So if you're doing your best not to sin, what you should actually be doing is doing your best to be a just person, to be a person who is seeking to grow in holiness. Now, many people will often talk about the importance of growing in virtue, and I don't disagree with that. Obviously, that is true. There's that famous line, patience is a virtue, saying that when people lose their patience, remember it's a virtue. It's something we want to grow in our ability to do. It's a habit. A good habit to build. It's a strength and everything else. But one of the things I always bring out is that it's important that we grow in holiness. Growing in virtue is part of growing in holiness, but you can grow in virtue outside of growing in holiness. So what is the key thing to grow in holiness? Always, 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 it begins with prayer. I really am very strong in my encouragement on prayer, because an atheist grows in virtue. A Christian grows in holiness. very, very important. And kind of along those lines, I was we have on Tuesday nights a meeting where we discuss the readings and the homily. And one of the things that was discussed, I brought out 8 pages of notes from my research I do on every homily. And I don't know, sometimes I'll have, you know, 4 pages. Sometimes I have 1 or 2. Sometimes I have 25. There's a lot of pages of notes there. And you know, one of the guys was kind of fascinated by that. And by doing that research and looking through different resources that go all the way back to the fathers of the church, you learn a lot about faith and you learn a lot about growing in holiness, which is why I can say a lot of the stuff I do, because I've done a lot of research over time. And in that, you learn the importance of what we do and the importance of prayer, and you learn to understand things more than just a level of, well, we have to grow in virtue. Well, atheists grow in virtue. We are called to grow in holiness. We'll be right back.
Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLradio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, Saint, that's S-T, AnthonyAlston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast.
We're back, and we're talking about the reality of coming to know what is our mission. And our mission is to follow the commandments, love God and love neighbor, which is done by seeking to grow in holiness, which the holy person will be closest to living the commandments. So the holy person is going to be motivated by their love of God and neighbor. And one of the things to keep in mind is if we're going to live holiness, we're going to live it in a way that may be different than what people have believed in the past. You know, because keep in mind that if you follow, I say this all the time, if you follow the rules, if you understand what it means and you live the rules of the faith, if you follow the rules, then you will be living by the minimum standard of the faith. So several weeks ago, I talked about how Cardinal Burke is really focusing on canon law. And the Pope responded to him saying there are certain things that are not covered by canon law. Well, why is that true? It's because canon law cannot cover everything. And canon law tells you, for the most part, what not to do. But the call for holiness tells you what to do. So the not to do is like the bottom line. Don't go any lower than that line. But can you go above that line? Yes, you can. Good example. Something I strongly disagree with, but a good example. Our Bishop Athanasius Schneider just released a catechism. I have to be honest, not a big fan of it. But anyway, he released a catechism that you can find. It's called Credo. Well, one of the things he said, which is true, is that a Catholic may own a firearm, and they may own a firearm to protect themselves in self-defense. Yes, that is absolutely true. I don't own one. Okay, I won't own one. Now, what's the difference here? Well, there is a minimum standard. A minimum standard says, is it wrong for a Catholic to own a firearm? No, it isn't, according to Bishop Athanasius Schneider. If you were to ask me, I would say, well, the church law says, no, it isn't. But, and then someone could say, well, why don't you own a firearm? Because that is the minimum standard. But I personally believe that owning a firearm is not the best solution. And the best solution is not to be able to pull out a gun and shoot someone who may be intimidating me, may even be threatening me. There are other solutions that are also effective, including among them, believe it or not, prayer. Now, this is important because remember, I have training in firearms. I am a veteran. I was trained in firearms. So I know how to use them, but I also know how they can go wrong. I was talking to someone the other day, and I said that, you know, it's very easy to pull out a firearm thinking that you can shoot an assailant and you're going to shoot an innocent bystander. So the rule of the church says, if you want to own a firearm for self-defense, providing you only use it in the most extreme circumstances, there's nothing wrong with that. And my position is, however, I believe I want to live at a different standard. And that different standard says, yes, I can own a firearm. I own one of those, a firearm, but I choose not to seek another solution. And Scott Schaefer Duffy in that interview, which you can find on Catholic Audio Media Interviews.podbean.com or at Catholic Audio Media, he talks about that. Very powerful. So you see what I'm saying? There are people that will give you this minimum standard, but if we're truly going to live the gospel, we're going to understand that minimum standard is don't go below that, but live far above it. And that's really what we're called to do, which is more than just avoiding sin. We'll talk more on Monday. Have a blessed weekend.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.